Second Canto, chapter 2, verse 1. Second Canto, chapter 4, verse 1. Do char ek. That's what they told me. Okay. Aha. All right. Sutu vacha. Vayasakirati vachas. Tatva nischayam atmana. Upadarya matim krishne. Otarleya satim vyadhat. And I'll just read the translation. Sutta Goswami said, Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Shukadev Goswami, which were all about the truth of the self, applied his concentration faithfully upon Lord Krishna. So you read Hindi mein, Hindi bhash mein? All right, so now I'm going to read the whole purport, okay? And then you, afterwards, you read the whole purport. TK? Okay, so here's the purport. The word satim is very significant. This means existing and chaste. And both imports are perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Parikshit. The whole Vedic adventure is to draw one's attention entirely unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna without any diversion, as instructed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Fortunately, Maharaj Parikshit had already been attracted to the Lord from the very beginning of his body in the womb of his mother. In the womb of his mother, he was struck by the Brahmastra atomic bomb released by Ashwatthama. But by the grace of the Lord, he was saved from being burnt by the fiery weapon. And since then, the king continuously concentrated his mind upon Lord Krishna, which made him perfectly chaste in devotional service. So by natural sequence, he was a chaste devotee of the Lord. And when he further heard from Srila Shukadev Goswami that one should worship the Lord only and no one else, even though full of all desires or desireless, his natural affection for Krishna was strengthened. We have already discussed these topics. To become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, two things are very much essential. Namely, having a chance to be born in the family of a devotee and having the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj had both opportunities. He was born in a family of such devotees as the Pandavas. And just to continue the dynasty of the Pandavas and show them special favor, the Lord specifically saved Maharaj Parikshit, who later on, by the arrangement of the Lord, was cursed by the boy of a Brahmin and was able to get the association of such a spiritual master as Shukadev Goswami. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that a fortunate person, by the mercy of the spiritual master and Lord Krishna, achieves the path of devotional service, This was perfectly applicable in the case of Maharaj Parikshit. By way of being born in a family of devotees, he automatically came in touch with Krishna, and after being so contacted, he constantly remembered him. Consequently, Lord Krishna gave the king a further chance for development in devotional service by introducing him to Shukadev Goswami, a stalwart devotee of the Lord with perfect knowledge in self-realization. And by hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, he was perfectly able to concentrate his chaste mind further upon Lord Krishna as a matter of course. Hare Krishna. Okay, apka anuvad. Kripaya. Kijay.
अत्यंत शब्द अत्यंत सार्थक है. इसके दो अर्थ है, इस्तामाद तथा संयम. ये दोनों ही आशय महाराज परीक्षित पर पूर्ण रूप से लागू होते हैं. सारा वैदिक अध्ययन ऐसा है मनुष्य के ज्ञान को पूर्ण भगवान कृष्ण के चरण कमलों की ओर करना है. जैसा कि भगवद गीता 15 अध्याय 15 श्लोक में निर्दिष्ट है, सौभाग्यवश महाराज परीक्षित अपनी माता के गर्भ में अपना शरीर धारण करके प्रारंभ से ही भगवान के प्रति आकृष्ट हो चुके थे. जब वे अपनी माता के गर्भ में थे तभी धर्मा के द्वारा छोड़े गए परमाणु बम से उन पर प्रहार हुआ था, किंतु भगवत कृपा से वे उस क्षत्रिय अस्त्र से डरने से बच गए थे. तब से उन्होंने अपना मन भगवान कृष्ण पर नियंत्रण कर रखा था.
हो गया. Okay, Hare Krishna. I'll read the verse again. Sutu uvacha, vayasakirati vachas, tatva nishchayamatmana, upadarya matim krishne, otareya satim vyadat. Sutta Goswami said, Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Shukadev Goswami, which were all about the truth of the self, applied his concentration faithfully upon Lord Krishna. Or, Ekbar? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Presta Utale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastityade Chatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakapita Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We have in there in Shandesh, we have some disciples of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Acha. So there's some online now, is it? Acha. Okay. Acha. TK. All right, so this is very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's describing particularly the qualities, the personal qualities of Maharaj Parikshit. That Maharaj Parikshit, his nature was satim. And Prabhupada translates that as existing means something substantial plus chaste, very faithful. So in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada is applying these two understandings of this word satim. That when Maharaj Parikshit was within the womb of his mother Uttara, he was attacked by the Brahmastra weapon of Ashvatthama. But by the mercy of Lord Krishna, he was saved from being destroyed by that horrible weapon. So this made him, in other words, he existed satim. He existed, he was not destroyed. And this whole experience of existing, of being saved by the Lord, it became a great impetus for him to become chaste, faithful in devotional service. So in other words, he was already very qualified before he met Shukadev Goswami. So he was already very qualified, but then when he got the association of Shukadev Goswami, he became even more qualified. So this can be applied to all of you nice devotees there in Shamdesh. That you are already living nicely before you met the devotees. But then you met Radha Bhava Gaur Prabhu, and oh, what a big difference he has made in your lives. But then even more than Radha Bhava Gaur, by his mercy, you met Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And of course, you know, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he was such an amazing saintly devotee. Oh, what a transformation from after getting his association. So then Prabhupada goes on in the purport to say that in order to become a pure devotee, two things are necessary. First thing is to be born in a nice family. Yeah, to be born in a family of devotees, very pious, who naturally encourage you into the practice of Krishna consciousness. But then after that, also, you need the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master. So in the cases of all of you, you've had these types of good fortune. You know, I was not so fortunate. My family was not a family of devotees. Achha. My father, Mera Bapu, Dobiwala Ta, would you say, is that correct? My father was a Dobiwala. Huh? So, that's right. Well, dry cleaner, actually. Not a devotee. Bhakt va bhakt neta. But I got the association of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada had such transcendental shakti that even though I was lacking that first qualification, but by Prabhupada's potency, I was able to become some sort of devotee. I remember the first day I saw Srila Prabhupada. As Radha Bhava Gaur Prabhu said, I was at university in Auckland, New Zealand. And one morning in the middle of April 1972, I was walking through the grounds of the university. And then, as I'm walking, then from the right hand side, I heard a sound like little bells ringing. So I looked across to the right hand side. And who did I see on the right hand side? Oh, I saw Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada was the first devotee that I saw. Pehle Bhakta. And Prabhupada was walking in a very sort of royal type of way. With his head back like this. His head back like this. And there were two young female devotees, one on either side of Srila Prabhupada. So these two young ladies, they were dancing very gracefully on either side of Prabhupada, and as they danced, they were throwing rose petals under the feet of Prabhupada as he walked. And that whole scene, it looked just so beautiful that a thought just came into my mind that this must be like heaven.
दृश्य देखा और इतना ये खूबसूरत दृश्य था मेरे लिए, इतना अचंभित करने वाला कि ऐसे लगा मुझे जैसे कि मैं स्वर्ग में पहुंच गया हूँ और ये स्वर्ग का ही दृश्य है। ये तो ये बच्चे लोग का दृश्य है।
Yes, and then behind Prabhupada there was a group of devotees, maybe, I don't know, 6 or 8 devotees, and they were having kirtan. So, yeah, and so I heard that kirtan, it was Hare Krishna kirtan. So then Prabhupada and these devotees, they walked past me, and then they went and sat on a little stage, which was just in the middle of the university, just nearby. And then Prabhupada started leading the kirtan. And then I recognized that, oh, this is Hare Krishna. I had heard the Hare Krishna mantra before, but I had never seen devotees. I didn't know what is a Hare Krishna devotee. So then Prabhupada, after chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada gave a lecture. And then I moved on into doing whatever business I had to do. But the whole experience had a very deep effect on me. And a few months later, I went to England, and at the end of the year, I joined the temple, the Hare Krishna temple in London. So like this was the effect of the association of the great devotee Srila Prabhupada. So similarly with yourselves and your relationship with Bhakti Charu Maharaj. You were living basically as Hindu people, I think, most of you, but then you met Radha Bhava Gaur Prabhu, and through him you met Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And just see how your lives have changed. I have known Bhakti Charu Maharaj since, I think, 1988, means 32 years.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj
And his story of his coming to Krishna consciousness, that's a very interesting story. Yes, you know, he met the devotees and he just started getting involved in Krishna consciousness at the end of 1976. But Srila Prabhupada, when Prabhupada met Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he understood immediately, here is someone special. Prabhupada gave Bhakti Charu Maharaj first and second initiation at the same time, and just a few months later gave him sannyas. And one very senior devotee, Tamal Krishna Goswami, Tamal Krishna Goswami asked Prabhupada, why are you doing this? He said, he's such a new boy. Why are you giving him all these things so quickly? And Srila Prabhupada answered, I can recognize purity which you cannot. So like this, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, from previous lifetimes, he had become extremely advanced in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, as a result, when he came into contact with Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, then very quickly he got into it, and very quickly he showed his advanced position. Yes. So I knew Bhakti Charu Maharaj for 32 years. And I had many, many experiences, so many experiences with him. Let me just tell you, well, I can tell you a few experiences I had. So one time, it was, I forget, may at least 10 years or maybe it was 15 years ago, Bhakti Charu Maharaj was visiting South Africa. He would visit regularly. So it was time, it was, I think, September was the time of his Vyasa Puja. So I asked him, so, okay, we're going to have a nice Vyasa Puja festival. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, no, I'm not having Vyasa Puja festival. He said, instead of a festival for me, we are going to have a Prabhupada festival. So anyway, I told him that, you know, it's our tradition, the spiritual master, his birthday is celebrated, and your birthday is coming in a few days now. Aapka Vyasa Puja. Anyway, your Vyasa Puja day. We must have festival. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he became very thoughtful. And but he said, no, we will have Prabhupada festival. So anyway, there was some negotiation back and forth we were discussing together. So in the end, he agreed that we will have half his Vyasa Puja and half Srila Prabhupada festival. And that is what happened. The main part was a Prabhupada festival, and then at the end we had his Vyasa Puja. So like this, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he was very, very humble devotee. And plus, he was extremely dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, he was always trying to emphasize the importance of the position of Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON. And he was always trying to influence his disciples to see themselves as servants of Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. You know, about 2 years ago, something like 2 years ago, I forget, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. He was chairman of the GBC body. And, you know, when he was made the chairman, I thought that he is just too humble and too gentle and too soft. He will not be able to function as the chairman. Because when you're the chairman of the GBC, you have to be sometimes, quite often, you have to be very firm and make it very clear that we must do this and we must not do that. So I thought this is not fair for Bhakti Charu Maharaj, because he is just too nice a gentleman. Yeah, because you have to direct things. You have to assert yourself and tell devotees what to do. Anyway, but Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he wanted to do that service. So he did it. And as a service to Prabhupada, in very nice ways, he gave strong direction and really managed the affairs in very successful ways. And this is a sign, a symptom of a very dedicated and sincere disciple of his spiritual master. You know, in Nectar of Devotion it says that for Krishna, sometimes you have to do something that normally you would not do. And sometimes you cannot do something which you would normally want to do. So Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he gave such a nice example there of doing like this. He did a similar thing, very similar thing, in the situation with our temple in Brooklyn, in New York.
So, the mandir, Brooklyn, New York, the mandir,
In New York, there was a group of devotees, and they were controlling the temple there, big temple, and they wanted to take the temple away from ISKCON. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj, as the chairman of the GBC, he went there to New York. And he went there for the Sunday program. So these other devotees, the ones who wanted to take the temple out of ISKCON, they were running the program. So they wouldn't let Maharaj speak. They would not even introduce him, that here is Bhakti Charu Swami, chairman of the GBC. So, at one point, in the middle of the Sunday program, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he just took the microphone. And he just started announcing to all the people there. There was maybe 500 people there. He said, I am the chairman of the GBC, and we are removing these people who are running the temple. We're removing them from authority right now. And we are establishing a new management right now. So those devotees who are running the temple separate from ISKCON, they were shocked. They tried to take the microphone away from him. He would not give them the microphone. So he just started a kirtan. And he did kirtan for half an hour and then he left. So you see that Bhakti Charu Maharaj, even though he's such a humble and gentle devotee, but he's also completely fearless. So this is because he had the blessings of the bona fide spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Bara Asherbad. And so now you also, you have the blessings of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So you also try to become fearless and really engage wholeheartedly in Krishna consciousness. So these are some thoughts for you all today. Please think about these things. And Radha Bhava Gaura Prabhu, do you think anyone has any comments or questions or anything like that? Yes, the temple is now in the hands of ISKCON.
And those,
they left, yeah. Haribol.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, here there are two qualities given here. One is that one should be born in the family where there should be a pure devotional service should have been done. And the second is our Guru Maharaj's blessing should be there.
Yes.
These two, which is more important, because we have seen in our parampara that Haridas Thakur was born as a Muslim. But still, he had the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings and mercy, so he became a great devotee. And also, we have Raghunath Das Goswami, where his parents were not very devoted, but still, because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became a great devotee. So, I think the Guru Maharaj's blessings were more important than being born in the family.
And Anuvad, Kala?
Yeah, please translate.
Yes, this is you've brought up a very important point, that of the two, the blessings of the bona fide spiritual master are definitely more important. And you gave those examples, Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami. I gave my own example also, Mere Parivar. Oops, what was that? Missed that. Anyway, I gave my own example also. Mere Parivar, Dobiwala Parivar, Bhot Acha Parivar Nahi Hai.
My family was a laundry man, it was a dry cleaner.
because I got the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, well, here I am. You can see such mercy, it's amazing. So, yeah, we understand that ultimately birth doesn't really matter necessarily, but definitely without the blessings of the bona fide spiritual master, there cannot be success. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the song, what is that? Anyway, in one song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says about Lord Nityananda. He says, Lord Nityananda, Jati, Dan, Vidya, Bala, Nakore Apeksha. He says, your birth, your wealth, your knowledge, Jati, Dan, Vidya, Bala, your strength, Nakore Apeksha. Lord Nityananda, he doesn't even look at those things. But Gaura Bole Nitai Den, yeah, Sakala Sambal. All he's interested in is if you chant the name of Lord Gauranga. So of course, if you have a good family, a nice devotee family, that's all the better. Yeah. So, Yes, so there you go.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Sam.
Maharaj, I seek your blessing for this devotee who just spoke to you. His name is Brajanandan Prabhu. He was Shamadesh before, and now he's based in Chennai. And his wife, our Lord Sister, Antaranga Devi Mataji, they have a wonderful son called Siddharth, who's getting engaged just 2 days later. And this girl is a partner, and she's related to our inspiration, Radhisham Prabhu, who is at the Lord Radhisham Maharaj. So please kindly bless you a blessing for their future.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad. Jai Vrachanandan.
Hare
Bol. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you.
You can keep the
champagne
pending for all of us later.
Oh, definitely. Either I will come there or you will come to Chennai.
My next question I have here is from Anantarupa Goranga Prabhu. His question is, can we relate today's verse with Srimad Bhagavatam 7.28, Punya Karnamam and Parikshit Maharaj meeting Sukadev Goswami?
Can we relate it to 7.28? Eight minutes. Let me just look at 7.28 very quickly. 7.28. 7.28. What? Which verse?
Yeah, 7.28.
No.
7.28
is
written
here. No.
It is not
Srimad Bhagavatam, it is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Oh. Srimad Bhagavad Gita
7.28, it is talking about Isham
person who has acted previously in a past life and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the divinity's accusations, that they engage themselves in my service with their full interpretation.
Right.
Previous life.
Yes, I know that verse. You can relate it, you know, to some degree, certainly. It's not exactly parallel, but it's definitely related. Well, you know, the particular way in which a devotee, particularly very elevated devotee, the particular way they leave this world, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, like Tamal Krishna Goswami, he left this world in a motor car accident. So, you know, there is not really a nice way to die. like Srila Prabhupada, he went through this long and just very unpleasant disease. And yeah, you know, it was really just such an unpleasant situation. But what can you do? We have to leave this body in some way, somehow. Yeah, so the sort of the details of the departure, they're not so important at all. The main thing is how they lived. So, Prabhupada, Bhakti Churu Maharaj, they lived in just the most wonderful, exemplary ways. Yeah, so that's the main thing. Yes, well, this happens also that through bad association, someone who is born in devotee family, they have very nice opportunity, but they get some bad association, and so therefore they stop being devotees, and sometimes they become demons.
परिवार में जन्म लेने के बाद जो भक्त नहीं बनते हैं तो महाराज बोला हाँ सही है, ये ऐसा होता है कि उनका जो संत है वो संत बहुत बुरा संत, उस संत के कारण वो लोग का भी तो भक्त बनना तो दूर की बात है, वो एक कहते हैं राक्षसी बना दिया जाता है।
Like one of Prabhupada's sons was a demon. Another son was quite, you know, not so much devotee, but he was basically nice and very favorable to Krishna consciousness. Like the sons of Advaita Acharya, there were 6 sons, 3 became great devotees, 3 became Mayavadis. The sons of Advaita Acharya. That happened through bad association. So, you know, we can learn from that the main thing is not the birth, but the main thing is the association that we get. Ek prashna or?
Okay.
Chilly, eh? There's an infinite number, and they're all eternal. Means there was no time that any of them were created. So there, in that sense, there are no new souls being created now. If they were being created now, it would mean that they're not eternal. But the soul, by definition, is eternal. Or
there's Priya Rani Mataji, she asks, we know between Vani and Vapu, Vani is most important. With Maharaj's departure, many of us wanted us to have Vani for association. How should we process this? Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah. You know, well, maybe you saw that broadcast of the sort of funeral ceremony they performed. So, you know, it wasn't, I thought it was not very nice to see the body of Maharaj and his face like that. So I don't want my memory of Maharaj to be like that. I want to remember him as I know him, as I knew him for so many years, this wonderful, wonderful, blissful, kind, loving, and living devotee. So you keep photos of Maharaj and you remember him like that. Remember him as he lived, as this wonderful, blissful, loving devotee. TK, Priya Rani.
Maharaj asked me, requested, I would like to like, take you to some of the houses so that they can have the version of yourself there, and then so you, it is new, there's only new freedom. And I'm just announcing the names of the devotees who are going to come in line, so please keep your videos on. And don't wait for second announcement. Please also admit the other devotees to switch off the videos who are not being announced, so that it's not easy for them to be responded. Very slow, please listen to the name so that you have a good time. Okay? Okay, Sadarima Prabhu, Hemango Prabhu, then Anandamai, Anandarupa Prabhu, Anish Prabhu, Anish Prabhakaran, Aparna Madhaji, Arjun Jivan Prabhu, Asha Madhaji, Arvind Prabhu. Okay, we will start with that. Okay, this is very short. Take Maharaj only for 5 to 10 seconds. That may be
okay.
Okay.
Maharaj,
please accept my humble request that you don't speak. Please bless that we can do one preaching and this is our
answer. Oh, bahut sundar hai. Bahut sundar hai. Hare Krishna. Jai Jagannath.
This is my wife. She is here. My wife here. So please bless that she can be.
Ka? Acha. Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Sada Hari Nam. Hare Bol. Oh, Jai Gonitai. Jai Gopal. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji, Hare Bal.
Thank you, welcome to our house, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the darshan.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Ananta River Gauranga. Oh, Jai Jagannath. Jai Gonitai. Jai Gopal. Hare Krishna. Bahut sundar hai.
Devotees who take time in weather, please keep your videos on.
Arjun Rana. Hare Krishna Arjun. Jai Jagannath. Oh, Jai Jagannath. Jai Gonitai. Oh, Bahut sundar hai. Oh, very nice. Thank you for the love. Oh, Shalagram. Jai Shalagram Srila. Hare Krishna. Jai Asha.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisance unto your office, Prabhuji.
Jai Asha.
Yes, I just would like to show you.
Oh, Jai Jagannath. Jai Baladev. Jai Subhadra. Jai Krishna. Oh, Hari Bol. Oh, beautiful. How wonderful.
Hello, Prabhu. Prasamita Prabhu.
Arrange.